Let's turn to the 14th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Chapter 14, very familiar scriptures that we're reading here. Verse 9, hail from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nation. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like with us, unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy bowels. The worm is spread under thee, and the worm cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cast down to the earth, which did weaken the nation? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will set also upon the mount of the congregation to the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High God. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that did make the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nation, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house. But thou art cast out of the grave like an abominable branch, and thy raiment of those that are slain thrust through with a sword. They go down to the stones of the pit as a carcass trodden under foot. Let's pray. Dear God tonight, dear Lord, in this congregation, in this assembly of your people, we come, dear Lord, to preach the gospel, and we'd ask, dear God, that you would enable us now. Would you just settle our spirit where we could be before you and preach like you'd have us to. We'll thank you for that which is accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen. I know that there's people here tonight that are very sensitive. They're very tender souls and easily to be agitated. Sometimes the purest among us are the first to be agitated about their souls to be lost, while those that need to be stirred and moved themselves are not touched. So I'm not here tonight to call the righteous to repentance, but I'm here tonight. There's a soul here someplace in this building, and I'd like to preach to them. Amen. I'd like to preach to them. Amen. There is the scenes that I have read to you concerning the setting of this scripture is quite a shocking scenes are described. The underworld is the inhabitants of that land. It's quite hard to explain in just a few brief moments, but to take a look in hell, begin to describe some of the horrors and the things that are taking place there. It's a place of profound sadness and regret. Oh God, what a place hell is. Amen. My God, those that inhabit hell are there sullen, discontented, is the very mood there. The scenes that we'd look upon if we'd look into hell would be a scenes of hopelessness. All hope is abandoned to those that enter in there. Those that have exercised cruelty in this world of great delight now find themselves in hell with gashing of teeth. Amen. Scorn and insult is such an utter, unuttery thing of Christianity. But now in hell, that is the demeanor, the the very nature, the conduct of those that are there. There's something that has taken place in hell as we read these scriptures. Something shocking has taken place. Something very shocking has disturbed the underworld. Hell has moved. Hell has been moved. There is excitement in hell like it seems as never before. There's a shaking that has taken place. Amen. They've been stirring up the dead. There's somebody coming. Somebody that wasn't expected as soon as they're coming. Suddenly, the inhabitants of the hell are excited. There is a moving, extreme amazement. You know, I don't enjoy preaching about hell. But I'll tell you something. Tonight I feel to preach to you. Amen. For weeks and days now, since we received the invitation from Brother David Miller to come be part of this convention, there is several things that you would like to preach. But I felt to try to preach this tonight. Oh God, my God, amen. I'd like to preach to you tonight that the Lord been my helper. And those that we didn't expect to see in hell. Those that we didn't expect to go. The scenes that we've described with the reading of the Word tonight, hell, that place of shame. Once you enter into hell, all honor is stripped from you. That which has been descended into hell now is hated with great contempt because now they're abominable. Oh, God. Amen. My God. You know, to live in this world with such affluency and such wealth and splendor as we do, what a shocking exchange it is to leave the walks of this life and go to hell. There is no way that I can begin to describe to you with just these words from these faltering lips to describe to you what will take place and the shocking scenes that you will encounter when you fall into that awful, awful place of hell. Where from the first time in your life that you have no honor whatsoever left. In this life, men by shame will commit suicide. But in that place where people go to that die, amen, and separate from God, there is no corner in hell, amen, that you can go and hide from shame. Amen, the shame of your nakedness now is before you, and everyone that sees you automatically hates you. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to meet somebody with a friendly face and a kind word. But once in hell, Brother White, there's no amen smile from anyone. There's no kind greeting from any person, Brother, because now you're in a region, Brother, where the law is, and that law is contempt and hate, despising one another. My God, I'm glad to be saved tonight, aren't you? I'm glad to be in the house of God. I'm glad to be among God's wonderful people tonight. Oh, what an awful place hell is. My God, that's the reason why Jesus Christ came to this world to seek and save that which is lost, because He understands, brother, if your eye offends you, it's better to pluck it out. If your hand offends you, it's better to cut it off. If your foot offends you, it's better, he bind. Great God, have mercy to go to that awful place of hell, my God, and be in the region of the damned and doomed, amen, in the presence of all evil for all eternity. Oh, my God. My God. Amen. It seems as hell, those that have departed,
And they are in the regions waiting for the next arrival. My God. And all of a sudden, there becomes a movement in hell. Amen. Somebody important is coming out. Somebody, amen. That seemed like will shock everybody. My God, Lucifer himself now is descending into hell. Oh God, the Bible said hell was created for the devil and his angels. Amen. God didn't intend for a person in this building to go to hell. If you go there, it's because you reject Jesus Christ. My God, can I please help me, Lord? Oh, Lord. Great Lord. Have mercy on us. Amen. Surprised to see that one that was so proud and had so much power and authority. Amen. That the world and the nation did shake. My God, but now they become weak. Amen. They're taunted by, my God, amen, by the despicable hate they have for him. Oh, that surges through them. Amen. Somebody said, I'll have plenty of friends to get to hell. You want to have the first friend there. My God, it's a friendless place. Hell is a horrible place. Oh, God, my Lord, my God, amen. Let me stop just a few moments and read some scriptures here. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderer and the whoremonger and the sorcerer and the adulterer and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen. This described to us, amen, those that go to that awful place of hell. Amen. The Bible said number one was the fearful. Those, amen, that elude, amen, to meet the world and do battle with this world. Those that because of society and the pressures of society do not assume the cross of Christ. Amen. My God, then it talks about those that unbelieving. Amen. Those that resist all attempts. Amen. With great evidence. Amen. To convict you and convince you that you need to be saved. Amen. Great Lord, have mercy. And then those murderers. Amen. Those that commit murder. Bloody hands. Cruel hands. My God. Amen. Those that have murdered and killed their own babies. The abominable. The Bible said that means those who have polluted with unnatural lust. Amen. Who have given their bodies, my God, to lust. And then the whoremongers, those who prostitute their very bodies and become so immoral and transgress against the law of nature, my God. Amen. Those that are excluded from the holy and pure, stay with me. I know where I'm going. If you'll let me go there. Amen. The sorcerers, amen. Those, amen, my God, that have dealt with the underworld, those who by magic, amen, with unlawful acts and arts of the satanic world. My God, do you want to go there? No, sir. And then the Bible said the adulterers, those who have offered any other kind of worship, amen, but that which is reverent to God. And then the Bible said all liars, everyone who speaks contrary to the truth, amen, when they know the truth, even those when the truth is preached to them, amen, they themselves, amen, reject the truth. Amen. My God, it's an awful thing, brother. Amen. To become lost and doomed in that awful world. But the Bible said in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15, and whoso was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Oh God. Amen. Now I'll tell you who is not going to hell. Amen. There'll not be one precious baby in hell. Isn't that wonderful? There won't be the first precious baby in hell. Amen. There won't be the first blood-washed Christian in hell. Thank God. There won't be one holy seeker in hell. No, sir, brother. Amen. There won't be one redeemed person in hell. Thank God. Oh, thank God. God tonight that I'm saved from that awful place of hell. Oh, Lord, oh God, I feel something weighty tonight pressing against me and pressing for me. Amen. Oh, great Lord, have mercy. What a surprise it was. Amen. For those that was waiting for the next person to descend in hell, and there Lucifer fell into hell. Oh, great Lord, have mercy. What a shocking thing it must be for a mother to go to hell. Oh, Lord, for a mother to die and go to hell. What a shocking thing it must be. Amen. There should never be the first mother ever die and go to hell. You hear me? Will you let me preach to you now? My God, to think of a precious mother bringing you in this world and then her dying and going to hell. Amen. What a shock it must be. Amen. To stand at a casket and know that mother never did pray. A mother was lost. My God. Oh, Lord. Amen. Stir heaven. Amen. Stir the earth. Whatever it takes, but let's keep our mothers out of hell. My God. Amen. I remember reading a number of years ago, a man describing what happened when he went to hell. Amen. Some of the horrid scenes that he described. But one of those, amen, was a young man died and he went to hell. Oh, and when he came in that world, he felt the, amen, the ungodly hate. He felt the cruelty of it. He felt the utter hopeless of it. Amen. As he looked from place to place to see one face, amen, it would give him some comfort. But I hear somebody say one word, and lo and behold, he saw a creature, amen, that seemed familiar, way off from him. Amen. He started toward that creature, and that creature began to start toward him. And finally, last, they got within recognizing distance. Amen. And that creature that he met all of a sudden gave curdling screams. Oh, Lord. Amen. And he looked back and gave the curdling screams. And he cried out, my God, my mother. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Amen. If I go to hell, I don't want my precious mother to go to hell. Do you? Amen. She's 79 years old now. Amen. Raised 11 children. Amen. Helped a preacher. And through the years, she'll be 80 this coming July. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother White, what she hasn't accomplished for those precious preaching boys, 5 preacher boys, and a preaching husband, preaching grandsons. Amen. She raised a generation of preachers. Wouldn't it be a horrible thing for my mother to go to hell? No. God, how dare you to mention that my mother would die lost. No. Not my mother, and not your mother, and not any mother should ever die and go to hell. No. No, sir, don't. Remember one moment. Great God, have mercy. Give us a revival. Give us a revival in the world. Give us a revival. My God, this world. Amen. Our mothers are dying. Our mothers are going to hell. Can we have a revival? Would somebody pray to lift your hands, church? Ask God to help us here tonight.
Mother, the symbol of all purity. Amen. Mother, the symbol of love. No. Amen. Mother, the sweetheart of every boy. Amen. Hallelujah. If you got a sweetheart in this world, my mother, now Brother Collins, has become my sweetheart. Practically every day, she'll make her trick across the alley and down the street, and she'll come into office and she'll say, is Ralph in? Amen. They'll say, yes, he's in the back. Amen. She said, would it disturb him to go in? And they'll say, no. Amen. And I'll open the door and my mother comes in. Amen. She'll say, am I worrying you, son? I know you're busy, but am I worrying you, son? And I said, no, Mama. No, Mama.
Tell the mama that washed on her washboard until, amen, until blood ran out of your knuckles. No, mama. Tell the mama that I watched milk the cow. Amen. When the cold, amen, your hand becomes so chapped that every time you pull on the tips of that old cow, the blood runs out. No, mama. No, you the one that touched the chilly waters of death. Frame in Israel. No, mama. No, mama. Amen. She says, son, I got some burdens. Can I share them with you? Would you pray with me? Amen. Amen. Oh, they sing that song. Amen. If I've got any crowns, give them to mama. Let mamas have her crown. Mama carries the burden. Mama worries. Mama protects us. Amen. Oh, mama, what no you've done for us tonight. Amen. We bow our knee before you tonight, mama. Amen. If our lives have any way brought shame to you, mama, could we right now ask you to forgive us? Amen. Amen. Mama, could we tell you tonight we love you? Oh, how we love you, mama. Amen. You see, mother had a surgery on her nose a year or so ago, and they took most of her nose off. Amen. They left her disfigured. Amen. Brother Judy, she'd come in. She'd say, son, am I ugly? Amen. I'd say, no, mama. Amen. She'd say, son, are you ashamed of me? No, mama. Amen. They pull skin from over here, pull up this way, Brother Lee. Amen. Son, amen, I feel like I'm awful ugly. No, mama. No, mama. No, mama. No, mama. No, mother, you're not ugly. No, mama. It's a healing up. Amen. Your nose is looking. It's almost back to normal. Amen. Some good preacher comes through and I say, come over here. Come over here. Amen. Mama. Come here, mama. Amen. What do you think of mama's nose? Well, I hadn't even noticed it, Sister Horton. Amen. Great God, have mercy. Amen. Amen. Oh, God, have mercy. Amen. What in the world will we do if mama dies lost? How can you stand it, preaching boy? How can you stand it, preaching brother, if your mama dies lost? Amen. It almost make us want, amen, to pull the building down over us if we lose our mothers. Oh, God, have mercy. Amen. We are a generation that's losing our mothers. Why? Because we're not praying through. Because we're not living holy and righteous before God Almighty. Oh, mothers. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All nations forget God shall be turned into hell. But don't let mama. Please don't let mama. Don't let mama. Amen. I believe mama can pray too. Hallelujah. Amen. You know the great things can be said about mama. I heard Brother Ralph Cox preach on sin. He preached the greatest message I ever heard. And he preached on sin. Amen. You may remember Brother Cox and Brother Collins when he preached on sin. Amen. Amen. He told that illustration. Brother White, he told where these three boys, or group of boys, gang of boys rather, were all in an alley waiting for some lady, some woman to come by where that they could pull her in an alley and abuse her. They waited there with a sack. Amen. And a woman came down the street. That mob of boys jerked that woman in the street, shoved a sack over her head, took her up on top of a building. And there they repeatedly abused her until finally they killed that precious mother. Amen. Oh, God. When they got through and did everything they could to her. I'm going to tell you, the world is trying to do everything it can to our mothers. The devil is trying to do everything he can. No. Oh, mothers, you've never had a battle like you're battling now. I know it. Amen. Our godly mothers have never had a battle like they're battling now. Amen. Oh. Oh. Our precious young ladies. I appreciate that young choir tonight. My God. Amen. I wanted to stand up over us every one of you ladies come by, stick my hand out and say, live virtuously. My God, I appreciate you. Oh, Lord, how much. Hallelujah. Amen. The only hope that I can see, amen, is young people like you. Let me encourage you to walk with God. Let me encourage you to live godly. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. After Brother Cox said after they abused her and abused her and she had died, one of the boys said, "Let's pull the sack off this wretch and see what she looks like." They pulled the sack off of that precious mother's face. One of the boys screamed out, "My God, that's my mother. Oh God." Hey man, I can still see Brother Cox. Hey man, he described how that boy backed up on that building, on the flat top of the building. And he began to run as hard as he could. And run, and he jumped off that building in the middle of the street and committed suicide. Oh, and that mother, she wasn't a saved woman. What a horrible meeting it must have been in hell. Amen. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me. Every man that's had a virtuous mother regards all women with highest of esteem. Amen. It's that man that has been perverted by his mother. Amen. That molests other women. Amen. That boy has had an honorable mother. My God, he'll treat you. Amen. Young lady, if you want to marry a good boy, marry a boy that's got a good mother and treat his mother good. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, man, I feel something deep moving in my soul tonight. Hey, what a shocking thing it must be for a dead to die and go to hell. Amen. My Lord. Amen. To see a father that, like my father, raised 11 boys, worked hard, preached funerals, pastored churches. Amen. Go to work instead of going home to be able to go back and wash before he goes to the funeral. Amen. Go out to a branch someplace, puts back some rocks and wash his face and hands, change his clothes, amen, out of the truck and go preach funerals, amen, day in and day out. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Amen. If a boy has anybody to honor, he ought to honor his dad. If you can't honor your dad, there's not much about you. Amen. 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 Not much. They really not much to you. I don't care what condition your dad is. Amen. If you don't honor him. But oh God. Amen. Who in the world can make you feel any better than dad putting his arms around you? Who in the world? Amen. I've had other people come over and say, "Preacher, you preach great. Preacher, that's the best I ever heard." Amen. But when dad come over and say, "Son, that's mighty good." Oh, glory to God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Amen. Why are you preaching this way? I feel something for a father and mother tonight. I felt this for weeks and days. I've carried this for weeks and days. You may not believe it, but I've carried it for weeks and days. Amen. Amen. There is some precious dad. There's some precious mother. Oh, you mean more to us. You mean more to us than all the riches of this world. Amen. You can take all of our finance. You can take all of our honor of this world. But we won't want to lose you, Dad. We don't want to lose you, Mama. No. 10,000 times 10,000. No. Amen. What a shocking thing it must be. Amen. To say, here comes a dad that worked hard. Here comes a father that went but in the mountains between the rocks. My God, here's a dad. Amen. That literally give his body for his children. Amen, but he never give his heart to God. My God, and what an awful thing it is for our father to pass up the best thing, the salvation of his soul, where he can enjoy his family for all ages, to be with his family in the eternal ages of God, in the blessed paradise and the holy city of God, with all redeemed. My God, we're not living for this world, we're living for the eternal ages. Amen, thank God we'll stand in our lot with our families one of these days. Let's don't sell it out, brother. Let's give it all for our families.
Oh. I have some things I would share if I knew it would be received in the right way. But I'll just leave it there. I'll just leave it there. And I sit down beside of you, brother. It'd be an honor to me. You don't speak plain anymore.
No.
But you look plain. That's good enough.
Praise the Lord. Praise the
Lord. You don't have the strength of that body you had years ago when you could pop that fist in the congregation and preach. Amen. But you're worth more today than you was then.
Yeah.
While others are going modern, while others are letting down the old cross, laying aside the standard, stagger on with it, you'll go through the pearly gates with it. Amen. You and us talk last night about the history of the church. Amen. I couldn't relate to any of it until I heard him say 505 East Liberty Street. I heard Vince Wilson say that so many times. I felt like I'd already been there and never was there. Amen. My God. Oh, brother. For our precious fathers. For our precious fathers in the gospel. Hallelujah. My God, they're worth the walls. They're worth eternal worldhood. The value of godly men. My God, the value of a father that can counsel you. For the value of all that will live and die for you. But if dead would die lost, we'd scream and we'd cry. We buried my precious sister last month. Oh, 7.5 years she fought. My, was she a soldier? Was she a soldier? Amen. She has saved all of her life. Died 51 years old. Her husband, one of the best men in this world, Robert J. Osborne. A lot of you folks, he's never been around this place because he's been standing for the last 7.5 years taking care of my sister. He treated her day and night just loving on her. She never had to ask for anything. He gave it to her before she asked. Oh, God, have mercy. She is a preacher's wife. She is a preacher's daughter. Hey, man. Wouldn't it be a shocking thing for a preacher's child to go to hell? I don't know what's happened to this generation. It seems like the young people in church are backsliding right on the pews like you're sitting there tonight. I heard Brother Junior Collins say last night, hey man, I just almost repeated the same words to the young people at the Richlands Tabernacle Sunday night. You sit there and reject this thing of this purity and wholesome gospel, hey man, until you become demon-possessed right in the house of God. That's what you said. Oh God. Oh God. Do you have a boy that's lost tonight? Do you have a girl that's lost tonight? What's wrong with you, preacher? What's wrong with you, preacher? I'll tell you exactly what's wrong. Amen. The Lord give me a burden for somebody here tonight. Days roll by and weeks roll by, and my mind would go to this scripture
And I've carried it for days and weeks. Amen. Amen. I've practically carried it since the first of the year or latter part of last year. And I'm a preacher to this congregation. There lays within the possibility tonight of somebody slipping through our hands and going to that awful place of hell. Wouldn't it not be for one precious boy, one precious girl here, we'd clasp our chests and scream and cry and say, Absalom, my son, Absalom, I would to God that I died for thee. Amen. We'll lay down our life tonight for you if it takes it to see you saved. Wouldn't it be a shocking thing for the news to come back to Ojai, Ralph Horton backslid and died lost? After I have preached to others, myself. Do you ever think of that, David? I get down to pray and I see, and I shake and I tremble before God. And I beg Him, oh God, amen. I see so many preachers backsliding. Amen. I see so many falling from grace. God, will I do the same thing? Is it if Brother Moore called a few months ago and he said, Ralph, after we see what's happened to others, we wonder in our hearts, will it happen to us? He said, it ain't so. It ain't so, Brother Bill. By the grace of God, we're not. By the grace of God, we're not. But it must be a horrible thing for a preacher to die and go to hell. You remember the illustration they've told many times about Asa Keys, that district attorney of Los Angeles, California, sent 5,000 men to the penitentiary, and he himself was sentenced to the same penitentiary. They said when they took Asa Keys to that prison, they said the entire prison force took cans, their drinking cans, and beat on the bars and hissed like snakes and barked like dogs as Asa Keys came in to that prison. You're honored tonight knowing you die and go to hell. Hell will have no honor for you, only contempt when you come to that awful place. Oh, you'll be disrobed of all your honor and glory, and there you'll lay in the worms of great God for all eternity. You have that opportunity tonight to be saved. Oh, blessed soul, oh, eternal being, may I beg you, may I plead with you tonight. The eternal God has called thee. The eternal God has called you tonight. The eternal God is dealing with your soul. Oh, God have mercy. I've looked at faces all day long. Amen. People that have died lost. People that will go to that awful place of hell. Are you here tonight? Will you make one of the number in that place? And when you come into that awful place, there will be a scream of terror because you surprised hell that you came. You stayed at that woman's house so many a time, that great woman. But when her husband at one time went to church when he died, she screamed and hollered that night, gone to hell, gone to hell, gone to hell, until that family couldn't stand it. They forced medication in her mouth until they knocked her out. She never did even know when he had a funeral because they couldn't stand. No, my dad didn't go to hell. My brother didn't go to hell. But he did. He did. And she knew it. And they'd say, you don't know it. And she'd say, yes, I know it. He's gone to hell. Oh, God. We're just that close of somebody getting saved here tonight. We're just on that brink of somebody giving their heart to God. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, would you pray with me right now, church? Oh, God. As I drove out of Richlands, I drove to the hospital. I went to 411, and there, as I went in 411, there laid a man who one time I pastored years ago had had plenty in his hand. He had a strong body. Brother Junior Collins knows him well. I say know him well, knows him well enough. Amen. Now, at 66 years old, all of his money's gone. His business is completely wiped out. Sugar has ravished his body until now he can't stand on his feet and blind as a bat. And he said, "Ralph, I got a good check coming in, but I never get a dollar of it. I never know what it is to get a dollar in my hand now." Listen what he had to say to me as I walked out of that room, and I knew I was on the right track to preach where I'm at tonight. He said, "Ralph, I never thought I'd ever be where I am today. I'm as helpless as a baby. I've got nothing. I cannot do nothing. There is nothing. I can't even wait on myself. I can't do anything. And I have no one that seems like to care for me." He looked up and he said, "Ralphie, I love you and Dorsey. Oh, how I love you. But it's gone, Dorsey. It's over with." Amen. My God, now he's laying there in the bed wrestling where he's doomed to hell or not. On top of that, my God. Please forgive me. Amen. I beg of you tonight. Oh, God. Oh, my Heavenly Father, please right now deal with that precious soul. Give me souls tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give me souls. Amen. Amen. It doesn't bother me to embarrass myself before a congregation for a soul, what the congregation might think. But there's somebody here tonight. You're precious to us. You're so precious to us that you're going to die lost if you don't soon make a move. Amen. Amen. Our Father, please tonight, I'm a pleading right now, Lord. As this congregation stands at His feet, dear God, dear Father, would you just let mercy wings sweep over us? One of the best preachers in our country. Dad said he could stand in the pulpit after he'd fasted for days. He'd come to the pulpit and get a hold of the pulpit to stand there. He didn't have a church to support him. He'd stand there. And he'd throw his head back and he'd holler, "Oh, glory to God." He said, "Your soul would tremble and shake." But one day my dad got the news, "Come and preach my daughter's funeral. She's committed suicide." Tonight, Father, give us a song. While we bow our heads, and if we asked, "Are you here tonight? We love you deeply, deeply, and you're so precious. Will you come right now? Will you come right now? Will you step out and come? Right now. Right now, would you step out and come? Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask the church one more time to slip your hands up and let's pray together. Father, would you give us the convicting? Would you give us? Would you give us?